USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue efforts in Surfside, Florida have transitioned to recovery efforts as first responders look for victims in last month's tower collapse of a condominium. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announces he's suspending the state property tax enforcement for the families impacted by the collapse.
My goal is to suspend, waive any law I can under the state of emergency to forestall that, and then we probably will just ask the legislature to remit any of the property tax liability from Champlain Towers South.
The White House is holding its weekly coronavirus briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says more and more Americans are continuing to get vaccinated.
More than 2 out of 3 adults have at least one shot. As a country, we're closer than ever to ending this pandemic and getting back to normal.
USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
The world is passing an unfortunate milestone regarding COVID-19.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spectators are being banned from the Tokyo Olympics. The decision comes after a COVID-19 state of emergency was ordered in Tokyo, which will run through the entirety of the Games. The Olympics opening ceremony is scheduled for July 23rd, and the Games end August 8th. Medical experts believe having no spectators is the best option to prevent further spread of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Violent crimes are not the only crime surging. Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, the Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail, we were protecting the postal infrastructure, we were protecting postal workers, and they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A police officer in Indiana is dead after he was ambushed at a federal building. Officials say Terre Haute police officer Greg Fernancy was shot behind the Virgo County Courthouse yesterday afternoon. The officer served on the department for 30 years and was part of an FBI task force. A suspect has been taken into custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.